This is a Get Skilled episode where you put your knowledge into action. So in this episode, we are going to focus on the very first step of this FIRE journey, assessing where you at financially. And we're going to use a simple framework that I developed with five key financial metrics.
This is the Say Yes to FIRE show. And now, join the conversation with Susanna Say Yes as she takes you on a mind-opening journey into the daunting world of financial independence and retiring early. We interview guests. We talk about stocks, crypto, and more. Streaming to the world and beyond. And beyond. Your Mondays will never be the same. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Fire.
Hi there. Hola. ¿Qué tal? You're listening to the Financial Diaries of a Millennial on her way to financial independence and retiring early. That millennial is me, Susanna, your host. Do you want to retire early and be wealthy? If that is a sound yes, jump into this financial journey where we figure out together how to make your money work for you and not the other way around. Disclaimer, this is free financial education, guys. Not financial advice. Oh, don't forget to follow Say Yes to FIRE on Instagram
and Twitter.
Let's dive right in. Do you wonder why it is important to know where you are at financially? Maybe it seems a bit obvious and logic to you, but I didn't even think about it when I started my FIRE journey. I just started. I was like, hey, I'm FIRE now, what's up? And farther down the road, when I wanted to measure my progress, well, there I had a problem, because I didn't know where my real starting point was. And as you might know, I'm an engineer, and I like to define problems and tackle them step by step. I love to track progress. I am a nerdy of data analysis. As I explained in the pilot episode, I am trying to find the solution to the following problem, which, to be honest with you, the majority of people have. How to become financially independent without a big initial investment or a big stash of cash. So again, the starting point is important as your reference point. Not mine, not your friend Joe or your cousin Nicole, yours. So, with no further ado, let's evaluate where you are at in your finances. The framework I use to evaluate my finances has five steps, and I call it the financial screenshot, because it gives you an assessment of your financial situation at one specific moment in time. We are all busy people here, me included. So in order for you to not miss out on this framework exercise opportunity and having to sit down and manually build this framework in a spreadsheet, blah, 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 I did the work for you because I really want to help you. I built the financial screenshot template. You can download it from my website, sayyestofire.com. On the landing page, you will see a pink button with Start Your Journey Now. Click on it and go to the section Freebies. Work smarter, not harder. The first step is calculating our net worth. Our net worth reflects all of the financial decisions we have made throughout our lifetime. Think of it as your financial report card. Calculating the net worth is very easy. Assets minus liabilities. So what assets can we have? Cash in our bank, stocks, shares, a business, a rented apartment. You need to know the worth, your net worth in a monetary unit. For example, let's say I have 3 shares of Tesla. So this asset is worth 1,635 euros. If I would only have Tesla shares, that would be my net worth. Now let's talk liabilities. So, what liabilities can we have? Let's see. We can have a mortgage, car loans, student loans, credit card debt. Oh, and one liability that most people have and they do not realize is a rental contract for the house or the apartment that you are living in. For example, let me explain. I have 1 year contract for the apartment I live in. So if I want to calculate the worth of this liability, I would simply multiply my monthly rent by 12 months a year. Imagine I pay 1,000 euros of rent per month. So multiplied by 12 months that there is in a year, I have a liability of 12,000 euros. Like, oh my God. But next month, I will have 1,100 euros because I would pay 1 month of rent and I will have 1 month of rent less of this liability. And you might be thinking, why is this a liability? I mean, it's just a monthly expense, right? No. It is a liability because of the rental contract that you have with your landlord. No matter what, you are obliged to pay. And if you don't pay, first they kick you out and then they can bring you to court. And we do not want that. Right? Oh, and quick note, the key is to evaluate the change in your net worth over time. Spend less than you make and your net worth goes up. You've saved the difference. Use it to pay down debt or both, and then the liabilities will go down. If you spend more than you made, you have taken money out of your savings, increase your debt or both, and then your net worth also reflects the performance of your investments. But we are going to go into the investments on a second. Okay, so that was a step one, assessing your net worth. Step two is assessing your debt levels. And this step is basically looking at your debt and asking two main questions. First one, why do I have this debt? Was it 100% necessary? And this question might sound stupid because, I mean, if you have debt, it's because you thought that you needed it at that moment, right? But reasoning with yourself on this might help you make smarter and, let's say, more efficient debt decisions in the future. You are confronting yourself, and that's what counts. The second question you have to ask yourself is, what is the interest or the percentage in interest that I'm paying for each one of my debts? Answer this and order your debts from larger interest to lower interest and start paying with all your efforts the one with the highest interest rate. You will make yourself a favor, trust me. Okay, we have done net worth and debt. Now it's time for step three, assessing your financial goals. So at least annually, we should evaluate whether we are on track to meet our financial goals. I was confused with this financial goals thing because what is a financial goal? I had no idea. No one ever told me, like at school or university or even at home, that I need to set financial goals. I also had no idea that financial goals are different from investment goals. One usually sets investing goals to achieve their financial goals. But don't worry if you also are a bit confused. Like, I did a ton of research on this and I came to one main conclusion. Your financial goals will highly depend on your financial personality, how you behave and act on a financial level. A question to you now. Do you know what is your financial personality? Allegedly, that should be your first step in your financial journey. It is very important, really. You need to know yourself before entering this financial journey. If you don't know, don't worry. Just go to my website, sayyestofire.com, and take the free financial personality quiz by just a click on the green button on the landing page. Oh, and just feel free to share your results on social media so you can also help your friends and family to know what their financial personality is. But let's go back now to assessing your financial goals. Step three, remember? Financial goals are usually set over a period of time. One can set short-term, medium-term, and long-term financial goals. For example, my short-term financial goal is to save 300 euros every month, specifically to afford a new laptop. in 3 months from now. My midterm financial goal is to reach a monthly passive income of 1,000 euros in 3 years from now. That is a yearly passive income of 12,000 euros. My long-term financial goal is to buy a house with a swimming pool and a garage with an 80% mortgage. Quick note here, everyone has their own understanding of short, medium, and long-term. And I do not only have one short-term goal or one medium-term goal. I have a couple of them, but I do prioritize them. I realize that setting financial goals is difficult because as humans, we're not used to thinking medium or long-term, especially medium-term. Like with long-term, we say, yeah, when I'm old. And with short-term, it's like, yes, immediate, in a couple of months or a year. Yes, yes. But medium-term is like, it's like a weird in-between, like between the beginning and the end of our lives, right? I mean, it's hard. That is why I will prepare an entire Get Skilled type of episode on setting financial and investing goals. And this is probably going to be episode number 10. Okay, so we've done net worth, debt, financial goals, and now it's time for step 4, savings. Probably the most relatable topic ever. Regardless, there are 2 key aspects of savings that you should evaluate. First, consider whether your cash position is sufficient to handle all short-term needs and unexpected emergencies. 3 to 6 months of expenses is a common rule of thumb, although you might prefer 1 year. It's really up to you. But try to monitor your savings on a monthly basis and make sure that you always have an emergency safety net for whatever happens. We never know in life. Second, consider whether you are getting the best interest rates available for your savings account or your deposit. In Europe, the amazing central bank has set interest rates to negative. And that means that it's making banks pay for having money in cash or digital cash. I know that in the US, UK, and maybe the rest of the world might be different. But despite your location, try to find the best bank rates for your savings. Remember that inflation is around 2% annually. So the best would be if you try to find an account that gives you more than 2%. So your money saved in there doesn't lose purchasing value. Okay, so final step. Step 5, assessing your investments. That is actually a tough one because your investments are part of your assets. And when you are tracking performance of your investments, especially the ones in the stock market, you might be tracking a progress, like, for example, 20% increase in the value of your portfolio. But that progress has not yet materialized. If at the point that you are doing this financial screenshot, you sell everything, then indeed you gain a 20% of that progress that you made. But if you don't sell, which is what we usually do, we just hold forever, might be that tomorrow, suddenly, there is a crash of a 5% on the stock market or in the broader market, and then this progress changes. That is why it's very tricky. And let me tell you another thing about assessing investments. Investing is a game played by many people in many different ways. I always like to make the following metaphor when I'm explaining about assessing investments. Investing is like football. Let's say for British and Europeans, and soccer for Americans, okay? But for the sake of simplicity, I'm just going to go with football. So investing is like football, because the same as football, one can play the best in game in many different ways, and the tactics will differ. Let me elaborate on this metaphor. You can play indoor football, football 7 or football 11, and of course, less known variations of these. And each of these types have different set of rules that go with them. Like, for example, the number of players, the duration of the game, penalty distance, and changes in the players within the game. I think you're starting to get it, right? Like, assessing how you are doing with your investments is like football. You need to know what game you're playing. You cannot compare, for example, a day trader's performance with what Warren Buffett's performance is, because they are playing very different investment games. I am also going to elaborate further in detail on investing in a following episode. I think it is important to get skilled on it to achieve financial independence, of course. And remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint. But for now, let's be simple. And when assessing your investing and your investments, the starting point should be to determine whether rebalancing your portfolio is necessary in the light of your investment plan. It's also a good time when doing this financial screenshot to determine whether you can lower your investment cost by, for example, switching mutual funds or investment advisor or both or platforms, whatever. Lastly, always consider whether you are taking full advantage of tax-advantaged retirement, education, and health savings accounts. Well, this is it. My financial screenshot framework with the following 5 key financial metrics: net worth, debt levels, financial goals, savings, and investments. Quick reminders. Your financial goals will probably be highly dependable on your financial personality. You can determine what your financial personality is by doing our free quiz that you can find on the website sayyestofire.com. Click on the green button. But also, you can download this framework for free, also from the website sayyestofire.com. Remember, click on the pink button with Start Your Journey Now. Click on it and go to the section Freebies. Work smarter, not harder. In the next Discover episode, I'm going to interview Emma, a fellow fiery of our community, and she's an expert on budgeting and side hustling. Till next time.
You've been listening to the Say Yes to Fire podcast. Consider yourself enriched. For the latest, go to SusannaSayYes.nl. That's Susanna, SELLES.nl. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share. Remember, sharing is caring. Till next time.